It's been a long fucking time. Now we're doing a fucking podcast. Alright? Episode, who knows?
I don't know if you guys have been checking lately, but I've actually put up an episode every day for the past month.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Have you, Derek?
Solo.
Solo?
Very good. I'm down to, like, ranked 50. So.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Anyways, Thomas Jarnikin.
Okay, Kelly Williams.
Say your fucking name, Derek.
I don't even have to say it, because they know who the fuck I am.
No, they don't, dude.
Yeah.
You're some nobody from Higginsville,
I'm
Missouri.
The main mug right here, alright?
I'm about to punch you in the dick.
You could try, but it ain't gonna happen.
It'd be hard to find anyway.
Fat covered it, nigga.
You got that Dunlap disease. That's where your stomach Dunlapped over your
didn't
junk.
Didn't we have, like, an agreement earlier that I would stop with gay jokes and he would stop with fat jokes?
Dude, this is the podcast.
You know what? Fuck that agreement. But fuck that agreement, alright?
I never took that agreement anyway, dumbass.
You should've.
I didn't.
You should've.
I didn't.
Should've.
Because I know that deep down inside, there's no way.
Asshole, there's a dick.
Deep down inside, because Hark's kind of gay.
Kind of? Very good.
Alright.
We're going to take a poll right here. If you think Kelly is gay, say aye.
Aye. That's 67% of the population.
Yeah. And if that poll was between just us, that'd be 100%.
You know, when you get ready, you can call me gay.
You know?
Whenever you take the... Whenever you take your dick out of your pants and put it into a vagina, you can call me gay.
I can still call you gay, though.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Because you get mad whenever you say, hey, you should go fuck that chick.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, shut up. It's not cool at all.
Dude, shut up, bro. I don't like her like that. I like her because I'll go shopping with her and take her and see movies and dress her up and
my
shit.
God.
And go to gay bars.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Oh, God.
Yet. That's true. We don't know what's on the path ahead for Kelly. All
right. Like, he could be going down a very high stiletto and tight jeans. Oh, God, he's already got the tight jeans down.
Oh, yeah, these are some little tight jeans, bro.
Okay, wear some jeans, Kelly, not some khakis.
Seriously. We couldn't even get those jeans over her fucking ankles.
You mean all the jeans that I'm throwing away that are right there?
Okay.
All right.
So you're saying you're going back to being straight now, or what?
Speechless. Scared straight.
Scared straight. It'd be a good show right there. Just like a bunch of gay people and trying to scare them straight.
Just like they're just like walking, then you come around the corner. Ah! Like, oh, I'm so straight now!
Oh,
what's a pussy?
Oh, shit. We should try that to Kelly. Like, just have him walk in the house, fucking spiders everywhere. Oh, God, I want fucking pussy!
Oh, God.
Come on, Kelly. We know you love you. We know you love you. You know we love you. In, like, a friend way, but not, like, the gay friend way. Like you would.
Like some other people we've had in the podcast in the past.
Oh, yeah. Like everyone we've had. Look at that look.
Look at that face.
Look at it.
I'm just going to smoke my cigarette and be hard.
Isn't that like a true thing that gay people smoke menthols? Isn't that like a scientific study or
it's
something?
It's a black thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Now you're just making stuff up.
I know, that was just made up.
That was just like reaching.
Derek's making up his own stereotypes.
Black people love oranges.
I believe it.
That is kind of believable, though.
That black people love oranges?
Yeah. Do you like oranges, Kelly?
No.
Don't fucking lie. You eat oranges all the time at work.
Yeah, I do. But do you like oranges?
No.
Bullshit. Do you like oranges?
I don't like oranges.
What the fuck?
I like the orange flavoring, like in soda.
You like orange juice?
See, I think right here we just figured it out. It's true. Two white guys don't like it. The one black guy does. Settled.
Wow. Okay, so Derek, why don't you make up another stereotype?
Okay.
And we'll see if it's real or not.
Black people are gay. Do you like pussy? I like pussy. He doesn't like pussy.
I do fucking like pussy. What the fuck is wrong with you? God damn it. I'm seriously about to just fucking kill myself.
Wow, Kelly.
Yeah, made it real dark. Why? How have you seen my asshole?
I haven't. You're black. I already know it's dark.
Everything from the waist down is white, bro.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So I'm mixed.
So you have, like, fucking vitiligo from the waist down.
If I don't tan, if, like, I'm not in the sun or something, I stay light. Eric. God damn it! That's not what I meant! I'm not tired of you guys. You're wearing a fucking t-shirt, a pink t-shirt with a dog on it, with an American flag bandana and headphones.
That's fucking patriotic.
That's pretty fucking gay.
That's fucking patriotic.
That's pretty fucking gay.
That's patriotic fucking.
That's what lesbians wear.
No?
Yes.
Maybe patriotic lesbians, but he's a male. So if he was a lesbian, he'd be sleeping with women. So that makes him a lesbian. He is a patriotic lesbian.
Whatever, dude.
Patriotic.
Whatever, dude.
What's he wearing? Just a plain white tee? You know who wears plain white tees? Nelly and faggots.
He just threw Nelly in there.
Okay. No, he didn't even make that song. But nice try.
I couldn't think who did it.
I think it was either Crime Mob or Them Franchise Boys. That's who it was.
Yep.
Them Franchise Boys.
Up in my white tees and Nikes. Don't fight these white tees. Fight tonight. Something.
White people are way better.
Oh, I'm not going to go quite there.
Why don't I hang out with you guys?
I don't know.
Honestly, you kind of have to. We work together and you don't have other friends.
Oh, well, I have other friends.
Okay, other straight friends.
I have other fucking straight friends. What the fuck is here? Derek. I'm going to explain this one time, and then I'm just going to, whatever you say,
okay,
it's not going to bother me anymore. I'm about done. I'm done empowering your fucking stupidness.
I'm empowering my stupidness.
How many fucking girls have you been with?
On a scale of 1 to 10, counting on my hand, none.
Okay. How many girls have you tried to get with?
Tried to get with? Probably 4.
And what happened?
I procrastinated.
Okay, so maybe you're the one who doesn't like pussy. Because whenever it was offered to you, you didn't go after it.
No, because I was shy and I didn't want to get fucking shy.
Okay, so I can't be shy. Because now I'm a fag. But I've slept with plenty of women.
Like 3?
No, more than that. What the fuck's wrong
4?
With you? More than that.
He's probably at least 2 handfuls.
No, not that high. I'm below 10, but above 5.
Okay, so that's 2 fucking hands.
Oh, God. Well, I thought you meant, like... What the fuck I thought you meant? 2 handfuls, like, if you, like, grab into a thing, like, with nuts or, like, peanuts or grapes.
Of course, you'd be grabbing into nuts.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God. If you grabbed into, like... If you, like, reached into a bowl of candy and you pulled out 2 handfuls of something, that's what I thought you meant.
Candy?
Yes. It's fucking gay candy.
All the candy's kind of gay. If you think
you
about
suck
it.
On it, I guess.
I'm not even going to get into this conversation.
Dave must really
just
like
got
candy.
Done eating gummy worms. So that's probably the gayest of candies.
Gummy worms? Nah, man. They're creepy, crawly night crawlers. Those aren't gay. Those are manly. If you can eat like a spider, like a gummy spider, would you eat gummy?
No, I just got done sticking 42 and a half inch
penises.
Multicolored penises in my mouth. Okay. That's pretty much what gummy worms are. Coated in sugar.
Coated in sugar.
Hey, I'm quit
shut the fuck
noises.
Up.
Quit it. Jesus Christ.
So abused.
Go lay down. Go lay down.
How come that dog gets to be on you and I don't? That's what he's thinking. The dog that's on your shirt?
It's pretty gay of you to say there, Kelly.
That's pretty gay. Derek, well, like I said.
Yeah, what were you saying there? Something about nuts?
I thought you meant like 2 handfuls. Like if you reach into something, grab 2 handfuls. Like... I don't know how much you can grab in your hands, but you know.
A full hand.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what I was getting at.
Close, yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Let's say you're right.
I can only think of like 4 then.
That's fine. That's all you need to know.
I can think of at least 5.
That's all you need to know.
Maybe 6.
That's 7 all you need to know.
Why, Kelly?
Oh, God, you're fucking faggot. Because I don't know. I don't air my fucking dirty laundry out there, bro.
Is it more than 6?
Yeah.
Now I gotta figure this shit
out.
Well,
I'm just trying to think. Like, I think I know who it is.
Is it less than 8?
Yes.
So it's 7.
Yes. Wow, this is a real hard game we're playing here. If this was a TV show, you both would have won nothing.
Were any of them man?
No. Okay. None of them were man. Whichever that means.
Males. I was gonna say men, but...
Okay. So what I'm saying is, Derek, have you ever eaten pussy?
Yeah.
Have you?
Chinese food.
No, no. Have you ever eaten a girl out?
No, Kelly.
Okay, then shut the fuck up.
We kind of had this conversation.
All right, have you ever got your dick sucked?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
By your mom.
No, Derek, have you ever gotten your dick sucked? Seriously.
Kelly, you already know this question, no.
Okay, then shut the fuck up.
We've already had this conversation.
I bet this is what Neil Patrick Harris talked about when he was like 15.
Oh, yeah.
That is probably true. So you're on that road, Kelly.
I'm on that road, too. Because I'm... God, I forget you guys. I swear to God, man. If there was a God. God.
He wouldn't accept gays.
God.
Okay, true sit right here now.
No, I'm just done, dude. I gotta be done talking. I'm done.
Watch out. Okay, podcast time. So, Tom, anything new going on or anything? We got Kelly off the podcast.
Your life dream.
Yeah, what's your life dream?
To get me off the fucking podcast.
Okay, other than that.
Oh, I hate you guys. Fucking hate you guys so much. I feel like I'm fucking Cartman of this group. Like, you guys just hang out with me.
Oh, he's turning me down.
Turn him back up. Turn him back up.
I did. He's back up.
Kelly, stop it. How are you, Cartman?
We would be more Cartman than you.
Well, how am I Cartman? How are you, Cartman? Not in a fat sense. It's just in the sense that everybody hangs out with them, but nobody really likes them. And they just
we like you. You're more like...
Butters like Cartman.
Yeah.
Butters is a fag, though. He's a tap dancing fairy.
Oh, okay. So you're more like Butters?
No, because I'm not even gonna say this. Because
wouldn't we be more like Cartman, and you'd be more like Kyle?
Yeah.
Why? Because you guys call me a Jew.
But you gotta think about it. People hang out with them because they're all together. But they would rather just go and hang out with Kyle than they would Cartman alone because Cartman's a dick, and they don't really like Cartman because he's fat. So we're fat and we're dicks.
Yeah, but everybody makes fun of Cartman. Like they hang out with Cartman
because Kyle's with them.
It doesn't matter, but they still hang out with Cartman.
Damn, quit looking at his fucking ear.
I'd be Cartman. He'd be Kenny, because we hope he died, but he doesn't ever die. That's you, Tom. You're Kenny.
Yes. Kind of fucked up, but
I do. Shit, I hope he dies. And then you're fucking, I guess you'd be Stan.
No, because Stan's level-headed.
Derek's our level-headed friend.
Not really.
Say he's not. No.
Yeah, except
you're
for Sabs, you are.
Level-headed friend.
Yeah.
You're our level-headed friend, Derek.
Okay, give me the definition of how I would be level-headed, except for subs.
Except for subs?
I mean, what do you mean by that?
Because you're always like, man, I'm trying to get this 18 and this 215s. I'm gonna need another alternator, though, and like two more batteries. Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I gotta get ready for this competition.
Are you ready for that competition yet, Derek? No.
No.
When are you gonna be ready for that, Derek?
I don't know, Kelly. I may not even go, so...
The fuck you're not? We already had a stop for it.
Okay, I can go ahead and tell Rick I'll be here.
Why?
Or how about you just don't say anything, and then we go...
Why wouldn't you go?
Busters.
Because I don't have any friends to go with me.
Oh my god, yeah.
Now you don't have Kelly to go with you.
But it's Sedalia, there's black people, I need protection.
Alright,
never mind, it's all white people in Sedalia. Why the fuck would I go to Dave and Buster's?
Arcade games or fucking Cool Crest or something.
Chuck E. Cheese.
What the fuck is Cool Crest?
It's
Cool Crest.
It's
kind of
like
cool.
It's like David
Cool Crest is cool.
There's like mini putt. There's like go karts.
I think Chuck E. Cheese would be cool.
Bowling. Chuck E. Cheese. How many grown men? You can't go in Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, we all have to. I have to dye my
cousins.
I have to dye my mustache, right?
Okay.
Okay,
so you can
I'm gonna shave the rest of my face.
Oh my god!
Now I'm gonna tell everyone to get their kids away from me because I can't be that close to them.
Nice.
And we'll have Chuck E. Cheese all to ourselves.
Exactly, because then he'll like if he's like, I want to play a fucking basketball game. Hey, ma'am, your son can't be near me, and I want to play this game. Get him the fuck away from me.
Or I'll molest him.
You don't have to go fucking weird, but alright, Kelly.
They have to
just because it's a little boy doesn't mean you have to molest him.
No, but I'm saying that. How else would they understand what you're talking about? They'd be like, what does he mean my son can't be next
are
to
you
him?
Like
and then you go, or I'll molest him. He's like, oh shit, okay, I got you now.
I'll just go, because I'm the Pope. Then it should be, you know, easy to figure out from there.
Oh, okay.
I'm a preacher.
I'm a Catholic priest.
I'm a cardinal.
I fuck kids and get away with it.
I work at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's true.
Oh, God, yeah.
Pedophile's dream job.
That'd be like the terrible worst fucking job ever. Working at Chuck E. Cheese. Screaming little kids, shitting themselves, throwing up all over themselves.
You just hit yourself in the dick with your own phone?
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Oh, that's a pretty heavy phone you got there, Derek. What's that weigh, like 0.8 ounces?
Yeah, but whenever you throw it in your own dick, it kind of hurts.
You didn't throw it, you kind of dropped it.
No, I kind of threw it.
Okay, I was going to help, Derek.
Yeah, that's the last thing I need you doing, sending fucking text messages, Kelly.
I would never do that, you dick.
And I would never do that either.
Yeah, but you fucking...
Did I do it, Tom?
No.
Did you not send a text message?
I sent a text message. Doesn't, it wasn't okay, the message. Text message.
Don't matter.
You sent text
to the
messages
right
too.
Person, but it was still text message.
Yeah, it wasn't to the right person. You just want to sodomize and sleep with Tom.
Yeah, I deleted that so my mom wouldn't see it.
Oh, dude, does your mom just fucking look through your phone?
I don't know.
Does T-Mobile still do those things like if you like when they send you their bill, they like send you all the text messages in writing.
You can get it.
Yeah, you can, I mean, probably, you can just
fucking weird.
All you have to do is like request it.
Yeah, that would be fucking weird,
dude. Think about that. What? Think if I had
if
to fuck if I got
it for
that
for some reason, like your mom needed it for some reason,
like she was going to court or something.
Like yeah, she missed a phone call from Matt or something. It had some important information in it or something. And they send all the records, and then it's like Kelly wants to sodomize and rape you. What?
It's like what,
dude? Derek, I wonder how many fucking pages that would be if I got mine because of my fucking dad.
Oh, dude.
Like,
it'd be a manifesto. You could probably make a book out of that shit.
Yeah.
That's a good book. That'd be a good book.
Then I want to lick your soft, buttery nipples.
Oh,
that's,
God.
That's what the girl sent your dad, though. That's
what's
weird. Oh, my God.
That's what's weird.
It's weird either way, I guess. Like, it's less weird if your dad sent it, but it's, like, pretty weird if she sent it.
If she sent that to your dad, dude, I'd just be like, okay, Dad. You know, some weird shit. Remember the last time when you tied me up, fucked me from behind, and then smashed my head open with a fucking lamp or shit, or I don't know, something?
That's what your dad sent to...
Hurt. Yeah.
Like they Thank God.
It. They get into it.
He
man.
Got fucked from behind.
That's not what I meant. I meant
yeah, that's not how he said
that's
it.
That's not how I said it.
Yeah,
I was
did.
Talking about it. No,
not what, he
yeah.
said, remember whenever I fucked you from behind and hit you with the lampshade?
That's what his dad sends back after she's like, I would have licked your soft buttery nipples.
Yeah.
Remember that time I.
Anytime I fucking
chest.
See my dad again and he doesn't have a shirt on, I'm just going to instantly. Just see fucking soft, buttery nipples.
It just says Land O'Lakes on his titties or something.
Best choice margarine.
Country crock tits.
Oh my God. Oh wow.
That'd be a pretty good erotic novel. It'd be like 50
soft
Shades of Grey, except I could. I don't know, actually.
Two Shades of Yellow?
Ah! That's a good one.
R. Kelly?
Piss.
Does your dad pee on people?
Not that I know of.
What if your dad isn't like really weird
stuff?
What if
your dad's like a serial urinator? Like he just like
pisses on random people?
Yeah. Like he goes to a bar and he gets really drunk, stands up on the bar, starts peeing on people, and like runs away. And the whole time he's wearing a trench coat. They're like, oh, that's why he's wearing a trench coat. Oh, I get it, man. He's a serial urinist.
I'll never fucking think about my father again the same way.
Mind blown.
It was funny today. He, for some reason, whenever he plugs his phone into his computer, you know how it pops up open files to view or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, his was popping up drivers installed wrong. So I'll fix it. So I plugged it in, messed with some settings, and got them fixed. And he was like, how do you, like, move a file from my computer or from my phone and vice versa? I was like, well, here, let me show you. No, it's fine. Just tell me. Well, I mean, it's easier if I show you. No, I won't learn that way. I'm like, God damn it, Dad. And I just walked away. He's like, but tell me. I'm like, here. And I unplugged his phone, and I plugged in my phone. I was like, I'll just give you a fucking example off of my phone. I don't have tit pics or anything on here. He's like, okay. And then
That's what he was worried about?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, off of his phone. But I was like, I grabbed a picture off of my phone. I was like, all right, now do you have a folder or anything in your documents that doesn't contain any tit pics or anything or something you don't want me to see? No, here, just, you can go back downstairs now.
Really?
And I was like, Dad, why? Because it's my computer, I just put whatever I want on it. I'm like, have a folder and name it tit pics, boobs, or porn. Yeah. He's like, but why? I'm like, that's what I fucking do. It's that
Alba.
Easy.
If you want, call Jessica Alba. You don't have to name
Yeah, mine's on my fucking external hard drive. It's busy work. It's not that hard.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And he's like,
I just do
I'm never going to do that.
Mine's just the, like if you click on Internet Explorer, it pulls up all my porn, because nobody ever uses that. That's a good one.
But it was awkward because mine was in my folder on my external hard drive, and I had like 17 different folders, like as my main folder. And under busy work, I had porn, movies, and games. And I took them to school so I could play games. So I'd be like fucking in computer class or yearbook. I'm like, I don't want to fucking play Balloons Tower Defense. External hard drive, get that. Busy work. Oh, fuck. Where is it? Scrolling through. Oh, there we go.
Oh, wow.
This is just like fucking pictures and shit. And then at the bottom, it's Balloons Tower Defense.
Why didn't you just put the games in its own file?
Because I just had it under busy work. So if anybody asked, like, I don't have a video game. I don't have
busy work. Why don't you put busy work 2 and that be your video game?
Nobody has fucking 2 files of busy work, idiot.
Not only anybody has files called busy work.
Yeah, smart people.
Oh, okay.
People that watch a lot of porn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Derek's probably into some weird porn.
Not really.
What's your favorite, like?
Like, my top three?
Like, if you, like, whenever, you know, when you go to categories, what's your favorite category porn?
This is how it goes. My top three. I'll
top
just go
three.
Top three.
Top three.
Ass, amateur, blonde. That's my top three.
Okay.
Yours. Don't be shy unless it's, like, gay.
Trannies, yeah. Shemales, and then bondage, shemale, bondage.
Only he would know that.
I'm just joking.
I'm not top three. I don't really have a top.
If you had a category and you could only pick three out of it, what would you do?
Reality, amateur, homemade.
I cannot watch reality.
Reality, because it's just stupid.
I know, but I like stupid stuff.
But I second guess shit at the end. Like, whenever they get down, I'm like, did the bitch get her pizza? I mean, is her cable working now?
What's wrong with this?
Like, seriously,
question?
Did she get fucked on her TV? And did she get fucked in real life? What's happening here? Because I don't want somebody to get fucked over.
I like watching the homemade porn shit.
You know what pisses,
pretty
me,
much what
you know what pisses me off?
I know, but in certain sites, if you search that, it's like, if you search amateur, it'll just be like, New, like, basically, like, casting videos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so then I put homemade.
First time shit.
Yeah, first time shit. So I put homemade.
First time on
camera. That way I can see, like, I don't know, stuff like that.
Everybody on the internet is going to know what we like on porn now.
That's cool, man.
Okay.
All right, Tom.
This one's right.
Top three.
Probably amateur, redheads.
Yeah, redheads are good.
I know the third one would be.
I like redheads to an extent.
I do too. There's some on there that are really fucking ugly. Right?
Yeah.
If you click redheads most of the time, it's just like, BBW, beautiful redhead.
Yeah.
Sucks massive.
No.
What? No.
Worst part about porn, it's like you'll find a good person. You'd be like, oh, this is pretty good. And then it's like all lesbian stuff. That's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm. That pisses me off too.
Yeah, and I cannot watch a fucking porn with a black dude in it. Can't
yeah,
do
neither
it.
Can I.
Either, A, he's a dick. It's just weird seeing a fucking gigantic 12-inch cock. And B, he's still a dick. He's like, bitch, get the fuck down and call me daddy.
I've never seen a porn like that. The funniest porn I ever saw was this guy
rapping while he's fucking somebody.
That was hilarious.
You know.
Do what?
I told you about this, I think. I'm pretty sure I said it on the podcast. But it was fucking hilarious. No, you were wrong, I think. But it's just like this guy. Like, he shows up at the door, and the guy's videotaping already. And he's like, yeah, man, we got with us. I'm going to call him Jizzy J. I think that's the name of, like, one of Rockstar's guys, so don't sue me. From one of the Grand Theft Autos. But he's like, Jizzy J here, man. This guy's going to bust a sweet freestyle. And then his girl's laying on the bed, has a shirt on, like a big shirt on, and just no pants, no nothing. So he like gets on top of her and just starts rapping while he's having sex with her. He's like, "I'm gonna give it to you tonight. I'm gonna fuck you right. I'm gonna let you hold. I'm gonna run." Like, he just, I'm gonna,
I mean, at least he was like, rapping about that. I mean, at least he wasn't about, rapping about
that.
Like,
all about that. It just started out.
Burgers
that.
And cheese, bitches say please.
No, it was just, like, it was just about that at first. And then he just starts rapping about stupid shit. And he's fucking this shit for like 20 minutes. And I didn't even, I'm not the one to show me the, like, the first, like, some, one of my friends showed me the video. He's like, "This is so funny, you have to watch it." I'm like, what the fuck?
Who was it?
Asian.
Oh.
Yeah.
I watched this pretty fucked up porn one time. It wasn't fucked up until I got anal. And then, it was a casting one. And, like, she, like, started crying whenever he put it in. Yeah, it was weird.
That's
it weird. Was weird.
You ever heard of crygasm?
No, Kelly.
You ever heard of crygasm?
No.
It's fucking weird. Basically, the guy beats the shit out of the girl. Like, smacks her in the face.
So it's rape?
Well, no, she's like, into it. Like, she's like, he's like, "You ready for this?" She's like, "Yeah."
So it's fake rape.
It's fake rape, basically. But they just, they like literally beat the shit out of her while they're having
all they're really doing is recreating whenever her dad raped her.
See, now that you say that,
she got into the business.
Anytime I see somebody come into the store that has like a black eye, I'm just gonna be like,
"Oh shit!" My crygasm.
Crygasm 24/7.
There's another funny thing I've stumbled upon. It's just called "Sit on My Dick." Okay, that's what it's called. That's what it's called. There's a table, right? There's a guy that sits under the table. There's a hole in the table, and you put your dick through the table, and the table spins, and the girl just comes in and just squats down on it, and it just spins on his penis. You're like, what the hell is this? It's like a merry-go-round for sex. I don't know. That was weird, though. That was one of the weird.
There's another weird one I watched. It wasn't fun to watch at all. Killed my boner.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Killed my boner.
Anyways. It's just, like, normal. Oh, there's actually two fucked up ones that I watched. Okay, it was normal.
You guys get into weird shit. Yeah. I never see fucked up porn.
Yeah, think about it. I'm almost 25, dude. I've been looking at porn since I was, like, 13. So it gets old. You gotta find new horizons.
Yeah, but I pretty much just stick my own. I don't, like, dig deep into the internet porn.
Derek's just like, white chicks, blonde chicks.
Okay, the weirdest... well, you go, and then I'll tell you my weird.
Amateur blonde white chicks. Like, yeah, it's like this whole thing.
So I got two, okay? First one, pretty normal. I don't know where she starts peeing. It wasn't a squirt, you know. It was peeing.
On somebody, or just...
Yeah, Kelly, on somebody. Then there was another one where I clicked on it. At first, it was a threesome with one guy. Turns into a foursome. Dude starts blowing the other guy.
Oh.
Yeah, boner killers.
Oh.
Worst kind of porn.
Wow.
You know what else I hate about porn? Whenever they do that weird shot where you can see the dude's butthole.
Oh,
yeah. Like from behind.
Yeah,
it's like,
why are you so...
Why are you showing this?
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, we get it. He's having sex.
No, but the worst thing ever that made me get off the internet for a while. What was it about?
Somebody,
like, 30 minutes.
Shit on somebody?
No. It was fucking Reddit that did it to me. I don't know if you've noticed yet, Tom, but if I'm scrolling through Reddit, I don't read titles. I just click, view, back, click, view, back, click, view, back.
Yeah.
Well, I was on WTF, and I did it. Ended badly. Click, view, back, click, view, back, click, view, back. Clicked on one, and while it was loading, the title was "Girl Gets Fucked by Bruno." So, my first thought was Bruno the movie. I was like, I thought the dude was gay. Yeah. What's up with this? After it loads, it's this hot chick. I'm like, okay, this is nice. This ain't bad. She gets fucked by a fucking dog.
Oh.
Like, she videotapes herself getting fucked by... Like, what the fuck, Reddit? And I go back, and that's literally... And they threw a misleading title on there, because nobody said it was fucking bestiality. I'm like, what the fuck? Why?
Why? Oh, God.
That's fucked
up. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm done with the internet today.
And Derek's like, I gotta go back to the internet. What's going on?
Yeah, I can give you like 20 minutes, I'll back on fucking Reddit.
He went to the bathroom, threw up, ate a sandwich, came back down, and then was watching more porn.
I don't really get sick from porn.
Okay, dude.
Didn't make me queasy.
There's just some saying. Shit that will fucking do that to you.
Two Girls, One Cup almost did it to me.
Oh, yeah. You ever heard of What is it called?
The ones in the sandbox or whatever?
No, there's one of those. Remember called,
they ate like cat shit or some shit?
There's something called something Olympics.
BME Olympics. BME Pain Olympics. Yeah. Where a dude like chops his dick and balls up. Oh, worst fucking thing.
First thing he does, oh god, is he takes like these little metal what are they called?
They're like BBs.
They're like BBs, but they're bearings or whatever.
Yeah.
He takes these big gauge bearings. And sticks them in his junk. Sticks them in his urethra.
In his fucking urethra.
Why did you guys watch it after the first one?
Because it was in middle school and it was that thing that was getting passed around school and everybody had to watch it. It was just something, like, once you watch it, you had to see what the fuck happened. Have you seen it? Oh, it's bad.
When somebody told you about it, you had to go watch it. It was like two girls, one cup. It was like two girls, one cup. You have to go watch it.
Yeah, it was worse.
You're like, oh god, no. Yeah, but this was worse.
Because it made your dick.
So he stuck like eight of these bearings in his junk. And then when... He's sitting there and he's like making all his grunt noises, like he's enjoying it. And then he pops them all out one by one, and you just see the beads fall onto a plate. And you're like, "What the fuck?" So then he takes a knife and he just starts like cutting down the full length of his junk. And then like just takes his dick and spreads it open like this, and it gets
worse, later on, or maybe it's in the beginning of it, but. He just like takes his balls and like cuts them open.
Yeah, he cuts
and like
his pops out his open. Nuts. He pops out his balls.
And then like halfway or closer to the end, he just like cuts his fucking dick off.
Yeah, that's at the very end.
Yeah.
But yeah, he like cut his nutsack open, let all the juices fall out.
And yeah, you just watch him like pop you his see nuts it. Out.
And then he cuts one of his nuts open.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's bad.
Don't eat on a full stomach because you will
apparently
probably.
Apparently, they said that the guy was like on some type of like drug.
Yeah, he was so fucked up.
He was so high on something.
He couldn't PCP. Feel it.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's probably PCP.
Most fucked up thing.
And he chopped his dick off.
Most fucked up thing I've probably
fuck
seen.
I don't know. That's fucking wrong.
Probably him. Well, he was still high.
I don't know.
Have you seen the one where the dude puts a vase in his asshole?
What?
And it breaks.
A glass vase?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow. And he pulls out the shards. And it is gross. Oh, God.
The most fucked up one I've ever seen. Oh, God. And this is messed up. You remember that TV show, Real Sex? It was on HBO.
Yeah, still on HBO.
Okay. Well, when I was a kid, that was like my porn.
That was
like,
the only porn. Thing we could get to, yeah. Porn. I had little fucking recordings of shit. Like, you know how you could record on VHS? Well, I would always take, like, me growing up and shit and take them out of the family box upstairs and re-record over porn. And then I just have them stashed away in the basement. Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. This is fucked up. Because I changed it after, like, 2 seconds. This guy, okay, he has a wig on. He's like a, what do you call him? Like a transsexual kind of guy?
Crossdresser?
Crossdresser. So he has like a wig on, he's wearing a dress, and he's like, I'm going to show you how to cook today or something. Like, he's like, I'm going to show you my favorite recipes or something. And you're like, okay, what the fuck is going on here? This is a porn.
That'd be cool if it fucking cooking
no,
shows.
Not a second, you won't be. This dude goes over to a blender and he's like, see, first all you do is you add all the ingredients to the blender, and he like starts blending it up. You're like, okay, what the fuck is going on? And then he's like, oh, now what you do is you take and you like take breadcrumbs. So you like put breadcrumbs all over it, and like he pours it black in the blender and it starts going crazy. Then the dude puts like goes into a handstand, has like a funnel, puts it in his butt and starts chugging it. Chugging the what he blended through his asshole. No, and then he stands up after he's done, shits it back out on the floor onto a plate. I'm like,
oh,
what the?
Oh,
fuck
remember?
Is
you remember
this?
The chocolate milk on Reddit?
Oh,
God, yeah.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Oh, God.
That's funny, dude.
Oh, God.
Remember the dude? He fucking. Oh, God. He poured the milk in his ass, and then he put the powder, shook it around like he, like, danced for, like, a couple seconds, and then shit it out and drank it.
Yeah. Chug the milk. Oh, God. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Not necessarily, like, everybody listening, but There's a few of you creepers, weird people out there that do some of this shit.
And I want to know how people think of shit. Like, I was on Reddit the other day, and there was a picture of a chick, like, squeezing toothpaste into her asshole.
What?
And then, like, she was, like, just squeezing the toothpaste back out. somebody posted on there, and they were like, wow, at least her butthole is in mint condition.
Oh, God.
That's fucking gross, but oh, hilarious.
That's like a, it's like an enema douche, kind of. Oh, with, God. With toothpaste.
Ew. God, it's fucking gross.
Yeah, dude.
It was bad, too, because, like, for the past 3 days, I've been on that toothpaste and Orajel diet, where that's all I'm fucking doing. And I was like, oh, God, toothpaste. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Your dad was like, Derek, go brush your teeth. I'm good. I'm gonna skip for a couple days.
I'm not gonna do it.
This came out of a woman's
asshole.
It came
out of her butthole.
You never go ass to mouth, Derek.
Amen.
Sometimes you go ass mouth, though.
Depends on the moment.
I guess. God. We've talked about porn for 35 minutes.
No, the first 15 was just us talking shit about Kelly.
Making fun of me.
And then the next two was Kelly trying to break you.
And then...
And then 18 minutes.
18 minutes? That's a good amount of time for porn. There's a lot of porn out there.
Yeah, what's your favorite porn? If you like porn and you have really good porn, send it to
No, we're not putting my.
Send it to thomaspjarnigan@gmail.com.
And he'll forward it to
No. Send it to Mackie and Maurice, that's MACIN_MAURICE@yahoo.com. I don't use that email as much.
Now you will.
Send me free porn.
Porn's free anyways.
Yeah.
Who the fuck pays for porn?
I know.
If you pay for porn, you're retarded.
When I was in school, my roommate paid for porn.
Like, the only porn I would pay for is like a DVD maybe.
No, he had like a subscription to like
just if someone's really
Bang Bros Network or whatever. He's like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
Bros just bang each other or something?
So you never heard of Bang Bros? Like the Bang Bros?
Just go to Pornhub. There's a big list of websites they deal with over on the side. Just click on Bang Bros. It's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's not gay porn.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
They should have picked a different name, but...
Yeah.
Well, they're brothers who go around banging people, so they're Bang Bros. Don't worry about it.
Who's your favorite porn star?
I can't say favorite, but I have a couple that are pretty good that I like. I like Faye Reagan. Whatever her name is.
Yeah, she just got weird boobs. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think she
just got banana tits.
That's fine. I like the banana tits then. She's a redhead. She's really sexy. She's hot. Second favorite. Probably Jean Michaels.
The one that's all tatted up.
She is now. Her older stuff.
See, I don't...
Julia Bond used to be really hot, and then she got, like, all fucking, like, super tatted up. And now she's not so hot.
Sorry, I'm always on the prowl for new stuff to watch.
Yeah, me too, dude. Me too.
Right now, there's this chick. Her name's Eileen Wells.
Mary Beth, or what's her name? Beth,
Mary Queen?
Mary Queen, and then Beth, what's her name?
I don't know.
Mary Queen... And Beth... Brittany Beth.
I don't know who that is.
Brittany Beth is good, too.
Okay, well, you guys have me fucking beat. Because I don't know porn stars' names.
She's like China from the WWE. You know, she was a porn star for a while.
I did not know she was a porn star. I'd fuck her, but...
You would fuck China?
Yeah, she was a hot Asian chick, wasn't she?
Who had more muscles than the Incredible Hulk. And she would snap your dick in two.
This is another good one. Do you know who Capri Anderson is?
Yeah, I've seen her somewhere.
She's pretty hot.
Who'd you say was a lot? The first one you said?
Eileen Wells. I can only find like two or three videos of her. But
I can only name like one porn star.
There's some chicks that are like way hotter than the girls I just said. But they only have like one or two videos.
Yeah.
It pisses me off. So they don't even count them in my favorites.
Kim Kardashian?
No.
No. You ready to jerk off to this, nigga?
You're going to see my tits the whole time. See her tits. And her ass will be there for a second, but for the most part, you're just going to see me going like this.
Am I the only one that has not seen her porn?
Yes, you're the only person in the fucking world that hasn't seen
her. I could care less, okay?
I haven't seen her fucking porn out. I just saw, every once in a while, I'm just like, I wonder what celebrity has made a porn, you know, like
I've done that.
A porn video recently, and I'll just like type into Google.
Nobody good.
I usually nobody just
Ham, quit stepping my fucking shirt.
Or you can just go to Pornhub and click on the celebrity category.
But you do that.
Usually they're not celebrities.
It's just like
yeah, it is.
Like if you do that on NX
XNXX,
it'll be like all Indians or like Iraqis or Pakistani women that are supposedly like famous.
For some reason, that whole, like, your guys' Indian thing just reminded me of the... Have you guys seen that video? It's like an island... This is off like a documentary, but an island of, like, midgets and pygmies and shit, and they're, like, Indian, and they're, like, just singing on this island, like... I gotta show you the video. It's fucking hilarious. Like, it's stupid because...
I thought you were going to say they were on an island in the sun. On an
island in the sun. No. No.
So, Derek, you ready for any new music to come out?
Any new music?
Yeah, are you excited for anybody's new music?
I'm ready for Doors to drop.
Ready for Eminem's album to come out.
Yeah, that's supposed to happen maybe this year, hopefully.
It will be this year sometime.
Yeah.
It'll probably be, like, November, whenever it actually drops. Not anybody
Pusha
really
T's
offhand.
Pusha T actually is coming out with an album.
No. I'm not being...
Well, right. Is there okay. Somebody I'm supposed to be looking out for? Or?
Earl Sweatshirt, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Doors. Shit.
I just said it in the beginning.
Fuck, I forgot Doors, he was bro. Coming. Oh, wait a minute. I don't give a shit.
What?
So,
what kind of shit, human dude. Person are you?
A normal human person. So.
You're a dick human person.
Yeah.
No dick.
Oh, you know, almost everyone from fucking Odd Future's not announced, like, the date for an album, but has one coming out this year.
Everybody?
Yeah, except for Left Brain already had Mellow Hype. So Mike...
That was this year Mellow Hype was?
Yeah. I forgot what it was called, 616 or something? No, that was Trash Talk.
So Mike G...
Mike G's coming out with one. Mellow High, which is Damier Genesis and Haji Beats.
Okay.
Supposed to have one. They're talking... There's supposedly going to be an Earl Wolf, which is Tyler and Earl.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They've been planning. They've been
forever.
They've been like holding out on us for years.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah.
What about Frank Ocean's?
Frank
out?
Ocean. He said he's 11 songs deep in it.
He's a little dick. I'm about to beat his fucking gay butthole all the way down the street with a
with your dick.
Black dildo. No, dude, he's pissing me off.
That just made you really gay.
I want to hear his new album. Honestly, God, I do.
So you're going to beat his asshole, his gay asshole, with a black dildo.
Not in a way he'll enjoy.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Well, he's bi. I don't know if he gives or takes.
Yeah, I don't either.
Doesn't matter. Kelly's good for both.
Derek, there's one man that you would have sex with. Who would it be? It's a question.
If there's one man I would have sex with.
Like he would like not you would do him, he would do you. Yes, there's one man that you would let do that. Who is it? Yes, there is. You think longer hard about it.
Tim Burton.
Probably Tim Burton. Tim would be like, all right, Derek, what I got planned for you is a lot of black latex in a black room with a black light over us, and I'll have a black whip, and then there's gonna be the guy from what's it called?
Johnny Remember Depp's
Before Christmas.
Johnny Depp's gonna show up in, for no reason.
Johnny Depp's gonna walk in with Edward Scissorhands, and he's gonna be in black suit.
I'd be cool with that though. I'd be like, fuck Johnny Depp.
And then I'm gonna stick my awesome. Dick in your butt, and it's gonna be painted black.
Okay, well I can't really answer this question because I.
Who was it, Kelly?
Yeah.
Everybody has a bro.
I know, but who was mine that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Here?
I don't know. I thought you were gonna say. Well, I guess he's already dead.
Who?
Chris Farley.
Why would I fuck Chris Farley?
No, he'd fuck you.
Dad, you wanna fuck Chris Farley?
You wanna fuck Chris Farley?
Because I'm right here.
I'm the reincarnation of Chris Farley.
Dad, Kelly,
that
yours.
What's yours?
Yours, Kelly. Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx as Django.
Definitely, man. What the fuck? No. That'd be crazy.
Why?
No, I'm saying definitely, man. That would be nuts. That'd be crazy.
Christoph Waltz as Dr. Schultz.
Why is it got to be movie from Django or guys from Django? No.
Because I just watched it again
last night. I love that movie, but no. Like,
oh, yeah. Can I borrow that sometime?
You already borrowed it. I left him in the car.
No, you didn't. You brought him in.
Who's yours, Tom?
I don't know, man. There's just so many.
That just makes you sound bad.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go ahead and say
Tyler the Creator.
I'm gonna say Tyler the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt.
Mark Wahlberg.
I'm gonna say Mark Wahlberg.
Seth MacFarlane. Mila Kunis.
I have a top 20.
If Mila Kunis wanted to fuck me in the butt, I'd let her.
I'd be cool with it.
If you had like a really, 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 really like hot girlfriend who was famous, but she was into weird shit, like she wanted you to be the
depends
woman,
on how good our relationship was.
Like,
and depends on how much she puts out of her wallet.
So you're a gold digger now? It's all about money? I'm just saying she's famous, but you don't have
well, to. I mean, if it was just like a normal relationship, like, I'm making...
Like, obviously, she makes more money than you, so she's buying everything, and she's buying you shit.
Okay,
you
but need. Can I be like, hey, bitch, give me a new ride? And then if she bought me a new ride...
She already bought you a new car.
I'm like, saying, what would like, the car be?
Like, you guys are getting ready to get married. Then she just says, hey...
Fuck.
I'm into some really weird shit, and I don't know if you're okay with this. I've been really holding back, but I really don't know how much longer I can hold back.
I'd be like, hold back until you put 22s in my ride. And then we...
If you marry her, Derek... Her money will be your money.
That's what we had a prenup.
No, she didn't want a prenup either. She loves you that much.
She trusts you, Derek.
So, would you let her penetrate you?
Depends on who it is.
It could be anybody you want. Whoever's in your fucking head right now. It could be anybody.
I'm not big on things around my asshole, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I speaking of beautiful women.
And assholes.
Not really assholes.
Emma Watson?
No. But yeah, that too. Her too.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I would let her do it.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah.
I'd let her stick her wand in
what's
me.
What's your fucking name?
Cool with that.
I was reading like the top 20, like an article of like the 20th ugly people in Hollywood. You know who fucking number 20 was?
Who?
Jessica Biel.
Ugly?
Yeah.
Oh, they're retarded.
I know. Like, Jessica Biel, she was on Seventh Heaven when she was like 17.
Yeah, but she's in something recently. I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
She's oh, no shit.
Yeah, they said she was ugly.
Yeah, the lawyer.
I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Who else was on there? That was fucking crazy.
Like, obviously, like Steve Buscemi and people like that.
Oh, I thought we were going only list. Males. Or only females.
No.
It was like top
20. Steve Buscemi is fucking ugly.
Steve Buscemi probably got nothing.
Yeah, but how is she on the fucking list?
She shouldn't be.
That might have been like a typo.
It might have been a joke.
Could have been like Jesse Bale or whatever.
Jesse Bale?
Well, they had her picture on there, so I doubt it.
Wow, what the fuck, dude?
Wow, that's fucked
she's
up.
She's really hot.
Yeah.
She's on the same fucking list as Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
That's wow. Fucked up.
I bet her ego is hurt.
Probably not. She's fucking millionaire and fucking married to Justin Timberlake. That just hurt too much.
Who would you let you do, you Tom? I would let Emma Stone.
Olivia Wilde.
Because Emma Stone.
Okay, Olivia Wilde.
That would be my top three right there.
Brittany Snow.
No, Olivia Wilde. Brittany Snow. I don't know who Brittany Snow is.
Oh, fuck. What movie is she in? She's in like a bunch of like chick flick movies. You ever seen John Tucker Must Die?
Oh, yeah. I know
she's
who you're talking
about.
She's
the main girl in that. Yeah, she's fucking sexy. Who's the other one?
Okay, Derek, what about Jennifer Lawrence? You're not going to put her up there?
Oh, God, yeah.
You love Jennifer Lawrence.
I do love Jennifer Lawrence. Are you
going to
see the new movie?
What new
honestly,
movie?
When it comes out?
I probably will.
Oh, Catching Fire?
Yeah.
I probably will because
I'll
now
probably see it too.
I'm a Jennifer Lawrence fan. That one's hard, though. Because I would love to just marry Jennifer Lawrence. Like, she'd be that cool fucking person to hang out with. But I don't know if I'd let her fuck me, really. like sticking things in my asshole is just...
Derek, that was over a long time ago. You have to go there anymore. We're just talking about who you thought was hot.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
Derek's like, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence is it. As long as she doesn't get to fuck me.
Okay, so my top four. Jennifer Lawrence. Emma Stone. Emma Watson. Olivia Wilde. Who's your top
the other one that has like
there's too many fucking hot people.
I know. There's way too many
hot people.
Just yeah.
Hot people.
What's that What's that one chick from Just Go With It? Jennifer Aniston.
She is a good looking woman, but what? She is over the hill for me.
What do you mean?
Like,
you think she's like Demi Moore and you're like Nick Cannon or something? Like, you think she's that too old for you that way?
What does Demi Moore have anything to do with Nick Cannon?
Ashton Kutcher. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Yeah, there you go.
Still same boat.
Yeah.
Well,
like, she could be your grandmother kind of thing?
Not like that, but...
If she wanted to have sex with me,
oh, I'd hands down,
down,
yeah,
I'd lay it down,
hands down. But I wouldn't
and
marry
I'd
her.
Yes,
I wouldn't marry her.
I'd for sure do it.
I would marry Jennifer.
And when
Lawrence
she was old,
before her, anytime
on her deathbed anytime. With Parkinson's, I would fuck. I'd still be right there next to her,
fucking her with Parkinson's. But I would still be married to Jennifer Lawrence while I'm fucking her.
You have a side deal with Jennifer Lawrence.
As soon as my wife croaks, I'm all yours. All this, you get all this.
All of this, man.
All of this, man.
I just like fart.
Did you let Jennifer Lawrence take a shit on your chest?
Yeah.
What if she made you eat it afterwards?
No. Too far.
I'm just trying to see how far you're willing
to
go.
You know, sticking stuff in my asshole, shitting on my chest, that's drawing lines. Over the line is eating shit.
Okay. What if she peed in a cup
and
you drink it?
No. Could I boil the pee first?
No.
No.
That would ruin the sentiment. Like, it's supposed to be a loving message.
Okay, what if you were able to pee in a cup and she would drink it?
Would you do it?
I'd piss in a cup all day for her.
No, like, you both had to drink
at
the same time.
Yeah, drink your urine.
My urine?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be, like, too against it if it was my urine.
I feel like, you know what, they have all these TV shows.
My urine would just taste like Dr. Pepper and Gatorade.
So then you drink it for sure, then?
Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like they have all these TV shows about, like, survival and stuff. You seen all this shit?
Yeah.
Like,
Naked
Survivor.
And Afraid.
Yeah, Naked.
It's Naked and Afraid. It's a great show.
Oh,
don't fucking diss my show.
I was thinking that.
DVR every single episode.
Okay, I was thinking of a spinoff, dickhead.
Spinoff?
It's called Fat Survival. I'm not sure. It's called Fat Survival. And you put two fat guys out in the woods.
I think me and Tom would fuck shit up.
And it looks like just like what seems to be an endless supply of like Twinkies. In the beginning of the show, that's how it starts. That's how it starts.
I couldn't do Twinkies.
It wouldn't be just Twinkies. It'd just be like snack foods and cakes and shit.
I couldn't do it.
At the beginning of the show,
I don't like snack
foods.
Yeah, more salt and shit.
Okay, whatever.
Like if they had like
salty
ribs everywhere.
Food. Whatever you wanted, fuck it.
Or brisket?
There's like, it just seems like.
We're getting hard, dude. I'm getting a bonus.
Same here.
It seems like there's an endless supply of this shit, right?
Okay.
And then, like, that's how it starts out. So it's like, oh, get on here. We're living it up out here in the woods.
Then they take it all away.
The food's all gone. So then you guys have to, like, figure out how you're going to survive. And then one of you eats the other person.
I would probably eat plants before I would eat Tom.
I doubt it. You just said you like sugary and fat and salty meat.
Not sugary. I don't like sugar.
Salty
food.
Meat.
Imagine how bad I would taste, though. Cigarettes,
all the
bro.
Fucking nicotine he's putting into his body?
Dude, you just cut around the lungs, so I mean, I'm sure he's got a pretty good side strap. Like, you know, his loins probably alright. You just part him out like a cow.
You live with this fucking guy. He's like cutting you up already.
No, man, I'm not cutting him up, I'm just suggesting.
So, Derek, if we go get a tattoo, you're gonna get one with us? Why?
I'm not a tat guy. I'm not a big tat guy.
Tats get the pussy, bro.
Oh, do they? Do they?
Yeah.
I had nothing to say. I was like, where's your pussy? But I forgot he has no tats, so. Yeah. Alright, Joe got a tat. Where's all her pussy coming from? She ain't getting no pussy.
Okay. I don't think you understood what I was saying.
You just said, tats bring the pussy. She got a tat. Where's the pussy coming from? There is none.
She has her own pussy, Derek.
There is a 0% pussy.
No, Derek, she has her own pussy.
So?
What do you not get about this?
you're using it the wrong way, Derek.
Yeah, you're using it the wrong way.
I'd still fuck her, but I don't care.
For sure.
I'm not going to say this over the internet.
But yeah. I've already told her I would multiple times, so... She might have thought I was joking.
Inside? Inside. I was ready to go. If she would have said okay, it would have been closed off. Like Bruce Almighty, bitch.
Hey, I'd probably leave my shirt on though.
Would you leave your shirt on?
Probably.
Even if like the lights were off, you would leave your shirt on?
Depending. I'm not proud of these, bro.
Would you leave your shirt on?
I don't know.
I'm not really proud of these.
Okay, do you ever go swimming? Like, ever?
No. And whenever I did, I left my shirt on.
Really? You were one of those kids that left your shirt on?
Yes, Kelly.
I feel bad for those people. I do too.
That's why I don't swim anymore. So whenever I see people, like, parents and their kids, and they're going swimming, and the parents walking in with their shirt on, like, you fucking lazy fucker. Like, really? You're going to do that shit? Like, don't even get in the fucking water.
I'll tell you about the funniest shit I saw. Hang on.
Did you do it? Did you keep your shirt on whenever you went swimming?
Thank you. It's not like it's hiding anything.
I know. We get out, and it's like...
It's like...
It just makes it look less like flattering.
Like...
Oh my god! Don't ever do that again!
And that's basically what it does.
Yeah.
She had a pound of coke under her tit, or one of his tits, or whatever.
It's a dick move.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That was fucking hilarious. Don't ever do that again.
I can stick things under my tits. I mean, yeah. I'm not ashamed of it.
You were supposed to have it under your tit and forgot about it?
Yeah, actually. Not my tit. My muffin top here. Because...
Dunlap?
But, okay, I think I've already told you about the Airheads. Have I?
They put under your... Oh, my God. To warm them up so they get soft.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You told me about this. You have, like, a system. You put one underneath there, and then the other one's on the other side. Like, as soon as you start that one, you put the other one on the other side. Yeah, you told me about this, but go ahead and share.
No.
Go ahead and share. The world needs to know, Derek.
Derek, if you don't share it, I'll share it.
Derek, all right. The world needs to know.
Have you ever eaten an Airhead? And the Airhead was kind of hard.
Like dick.
Like Kelly around gay people. And with that Airhead...
Yep, you got me.
You need to soften it up. Because I have some bad teeth, and it hurts my teeth. So what I do is I lift my fat roll, my belly right here. And usually it's whenever I'm playing video games. I can't do it while I'm standing up. Just tuck it under. About 25 seconds later, she's nice and warm and ready. So I just pop her out, open it up. And enjoy.
I like stuff cold though.
I don't mind it cold. I would prefer it cold, but I can't eat it really hard. Can't eat it hard.
You try to eat your phone?
Shit, I'd rather chew on it for a while.
What, 10 minutes?
Well, yeah, but I have bad teeth.
I don't. Fuck I don't you. Take care of my teeth at all, and I still have pretty good teeth.
Fuck you, Tom.
But even when I brush them, they turn like a less shade of yellow. Like, I don't know
they
how,
just
but...
like a little bit less yellow.
Yeah,
and that's it. But, I mean, going to forgetting something, I've done that. Like, I've tucked one or two under there, and I'm playing video games, get fucking intense.
Like,
and then I'm like, shit, I gotta pee. And I'll stand up and just, like, drop it. Like, son of a
bitch.
I think
it'd be funny if you, like, took it out of the package and put it underneath there and forgot about it and just started melting.
I don't take
like,
it out of the fucking package.
Like, I know, but just, it, like, started melting, like, all over your body. Like,
oh, greatest thing ever,
like,
melted candy.
Your shirt.
If you ever want to do this, Kelly, it's a great fucking idea. Buy a thing of Lifesavers. Leave it in the back seat of your car for a day. On a hot summer's day. Greatest fucking thing ever.
Why?
Because they all melt and they all just like combine together so it's a rainbow lifesaver and it's like that fucking big. And it's just a whole solid lifesaver. It's amazing. You just sit there and eat it like a gummy bear.
I freeze my lifesavers.
Really?
Yeah.
I like food to be hot, I think. I like cold stuff sometimes, like candy bars. I like cold candy bars. But like, mostly, I like my food to be hot.
It honestly just depends on what it is. I don't like hot ice cream.
Well, not hot ice cream, obviously.
And I don't like cold steak. So,
it's
just...
Yes, dude.
That porterhouse I had the other day? Fucking amazing.
Was it?
Yeah.
What was it?
The porterhouse.
The porterhouse.
From where, is what I'm saying?
From pigs. Store.
Oh, like smoke, one we smoked?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How'd you cook it?
On a Foreman, bro.
You cook on a Foreman?
Grill? We Foreman everything.
I thought I
could do that.
Why?
Because all the fucking fat drips off of it, and then it's just like Not tough if ass
you know
steak.
How to do it. No. You obviously don't know how to cook then.
Yeah. I just cook mine in a fucking skillet. Or I broil it. Broiling's the best.
You're not a fucking cook.
Oh, don't even fucking diss my cooking. Diss this faggot's cooking, but not mine.
Yeah, I'm running fucking bacon over
how
here.
How the fuck do you do that? You just wasted bacon? $7.
How do you burn bacon? I'm going to teach a class on it this summer, or I guess next summer, at the community center. It's called How to Burn Bacon. If you'd like to join, it's $25 a person. Sign-ups, you have to register by November of this year, the 13th. It's called How to Burn Bacon.
I actually sign up for this class because I do not know how to do that. That is honestly
impossible. I'll fucking show you how. What you do is you turn the fucking thing on high.
Idiot!
You go straight to high on the motherfucking oven. You put it all in there.
Straight to high on the oven.
And then you walk away, go to Ricky's, get something to drink, sit down, and you forget about it.
And then your roommate's like, what the fuck is burning?
And you forget about it. And now by now you're watching like the 18th episode of Power Rangers. And you're like, what the fuck's going on? And then he's like, what's that burning smell? Oh shit. And you get up and it's burning.
How many pieces have you forgot at Ricky's before?
Only four.
I thought it was only like two.
Yeah, but two at a time.
Oh.
So four pizzas total, but twice. I've forgotten twice. It's usually because we'll be down at Ricky's, so I'll order pizza and pay right then and there. I'll never do that again. Because then I'm out fucking money.
No, because that's the first time we did it, we called it in.
Oh, yeah.
And then we forgot about it.
We were playing something.
Because I think we were playing FIFA or something.
Yeah. The last time it was, we just were down there to pay for it.
Yeah. And you pay for it. Nobody fucking knew about it. Nobody fucking knew about it. You didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. Because I was trying to surprise you, faggots.
Didn't he tell, like, Mitchell or somebody? Because while we were playing, somebody said, hey, didn't you get a pizza?
Yeah, because I told you guys when I got back. I did tell somebody. I told somebody.
I could care less, so. Because I don't eat your pizza anyways, Kelly.
I'm not a part of your pizza.
I'm not a part of that system.
I'm an adult.
Derek, what's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Yeah. Of all time. Yeah. Ever.
Ever. If you can name one. Star Wars?
That would be favorite series.
That's a movie though, Derek. You have to count it.
I mean, if we're going with series, then Star Wars would be.
Okay, that's not a series.
Yeah. Pineapple Express.
No, it's top 25 though.
That's a good movie.
I don't know if it's top 25 material.
Answer, dude.
I'm just thinking. I'm going through fucking libraries and libraries of movies right now.
I don't know. I'd have to say, you ever seen Last of the Mohicans? It's a good movie.
All right, Daniel Day, faggot. Jesus Christ. Why don't you win another fucking Oscar, prick?
Okay. Didn't know you had such strong feelings about Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well, he's been in like two. Name another movie he's been in besides Last of the Mohicans and Lincoln. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing.
If he was in like 10 fucking movies and got nominated 10 times for the same Oscar, I'd be like, you know what? This guy is probably the best actor ever. But he's been in two movies.
How many Oscars is he in?
Two.
Then why are you mad at him?
Because either fucking do more movies.
Think about it like this. He's done two. He's gotten two. How many has Leonardo DiCaprio got?
None. How many does he deserve?
A lot.
A lot, actually. Yeah. He should have got one.
Man in the Iron Mask.
He did a great job in Django.
Man in the Iron Mask, Django.
Haven't seen it yet.
Titanic. Those were
Titanic really should have been.
Oh, yeah, Titanic.
Yeah,
for sure.
He should have got it when he was like 19.
Yeah.
James Cameron was like, what the fuck?
But here's my movie. Both of you probably not going to agree, but this was like my first DVD watching.
Harold and Kumar?
No. And this just kind of like molded me.
Underrated movie, man.
The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, Matrix, dude.
That's just mine. Series, though. Because, well, I'm just saying, Matrix 1. Hands down, if they didn't make the other two, the first Matrix would have just won it over for me. But that got me because that got me into, honestly, computers, being a nerd. It's just like the whole fucking sci-fi thing.
I like The Matrix, but I don't even think it's in my top 100.
Oh, it definitely
okay, what's
is.
Your what's your
my number one movie?
The Big Lebowski.
Just because my dad is
that's
in
the
it.
Top 15 for me. Actually, probably top
movie.
10.
That's a good.
I love that movie. And Tron would be in there.
Tron, yeah.
Tron would be in top 10.
Tron Legacy.
I don't know. I can't really.
I like the first one.
Yeah, Kelly, you're fucking up the wires right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get comfortable.
Well, stop fucking with the chair. There's wires on it.
Oh, okay. Okay,
there's some underneath it, too. Stop.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay,
cool.
Just leave it.
I'll be uncomfortable.
I can't really choose my favorite.
Okay, I did.
Like, altogether.
Yeah. I did. No, I wish we would have kind of narrowed it down to a certain decade or
okay, let's okay. let's do by category.
Okay.
Category, okay. Do an action.
You do it first.
Action.
For what?
Action. For action.
For every category.
Let's just go like action. We'll go around the table.
Action.
Matrix.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
All right.
For action. For me, it's probably gonna be Lethal Weapon. I love Lethal Weapon. Okay. So.
Action.
Too broad for Tommy there.
Too what?
Too broad for Tommy.
Yeah, too broad for me.
Okay, fine. How about? What do you do?
Just like
he was
romantic
joking.
Action. subdivision.
Django would be my romantic action.
Yeah, Django is probably my favorite action.
Oh well, yeah, that's pretty good.
Because I'd consider it action.
I was gonna consider it a. Oh shit! Well, I gotta take this call.
Yeah.
All right. Pause it real quick, guys.
Okay, hold on.
One second. We'll be right back to the. Yeah.
Podcast.
Django. All right. Sorry about that. Had a little interruption.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty. So sci-fi.
Derek, go.
Yeah, go, Derek.
Mine?
That sounds like the main trilogy. Sci-fi?
Well, I mean, it is sci-fi, but this is going to be my sci-fi one, because Matrix was, it was action for me, because my sci-fi is going to have to be The Fifth Element.
Oh, that's a good movie. Fifth Element.
That was my first Bruce Willis movie that, like, oh my gosh, this movie's amazing. Oh my god.
I don't know. Sci-fi. I liked, for some reason, I liked The Chronicles of Riddick. I like that for sci-fi.
I've never seen it, so I can't.
It was alright. It was pretty good. I thought it was alright.
You liked it more than The Fifth Element?
Well, I can't say it. I'm not saying the same thing as you. I like the same movies as you two. I just can't. I'm trying to say it for me.
Alright. Just saying, if you have one the same, you can still say it.
Alright, fine. Fifth Element was good. I like that.
Okay. Do you have one that's better than it?
Probably not, but you already said it. So I said something else. What do you not get about that?
Okay. All right. I've been watching it since I was like two, dude.
Two, dude?
Since I was like two. Yeah. Fuck you, Derek.
Fucking boss.
No, it's got to be Star Wars.
That's going to be sequels, though.
Series.
Okay. Series, Star Wars Episode 4. That was okay. The first one that came out.
Yeah.
I watched it before they did all the remakes, like all the remasterings where they changed the special effects. I still thought it was the shit.
I still think it is the shit.
I still think it is, too.
I still think it's fucking amazing for a movie made in the 70s. It's fucking great. And if they would have came out with it today...
Oh, imagine how fucking retarded it would be.
Derek, scoot up to the fucking mic.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm talking kind of loudly so they can hear me.
You know what I'm saying? It would be retarded if they made it now.
Why?
I don't know. I just think they'd overdo it, like they kind of did on.
Yeah, the it'd be more like Michael Bay-ish, I think, if they did it now.
Like, I'm happy that they did it back then.
Oh my god, they blew up Jabba.
Because how amazing they did it, like in the
70s, and just
they
like did
what they had, like they just worked with what they had.
Yeah.
Like, have you watched the special features on that?
Where they're just blowing up the Death Star?
That's well, like I mean, this just big. Where they do everything.
I haven't seen it.
It's crazy, like, you've seen the Death Star, like, how he made it. Did you watch
it's
him?
It's just a little bitty, so. Like, hanging from a string, and it's just in black, like, a black background star.
Yeah, and they have,
like, I've seen, like, that kind of stuff, I just haven't watched it on
all TV. I'm saying, you have to watch it. It's fucking crazy.
But I'm saying,
like, how they do the blasters and the flying and just shit.
I'm happy it's an old movie and it's stuck, like, the way it's stuck. I'm happy to think of it, like, it has that much lasting power. But if it made it today, it would just be, like, a Pacific Rim, like, oh, it was good, but it's not, like...
Amazing.
Still haven't seen it, so I can't.
Yeah,
it was good. I mean, I really liked the movie, but it wasn't Star Wars, even close to Star Wars. You know what I'm saying?
Next, what's the next category?
Let's do... I don't know if I want to call it romance or not for my favorite movie. It's kind of romance.
Let's just go ahead and use romance.
Alright, sure.
What the fuck? Romance?
Romance, where people fall in love, Kelly. Happens in every movie.
Yeah, but what the fuck?
I already have mine.
What is it?
What is it?
50 First Dates.
Nah, gonna, that movie
that's
sucked.
That's what I was gonna say.
I liked it.
I swear to God, that's what I was gonna say.
I honestly almost teared up. Like, towards
that was fucked up. Forgetful Lucy. Bumped your head. Thanks, yeah. Gary Busey.
I know. I guess 51st Dates is pretty good.
Yeah, 51st okay, Dates but really
it's
good.
Fucking depressing.
It was really depressing.
I mean, it was kind of depressing, yeah, but...
In the end, they stayed together. She just didn't know about it.
She was just getting raped.
Why am I on a boat? What the fuck?
Hi, Kelly. What's
your...
So yours is 51st Dates, too?
Yeah, I actually like that. That's exactly what I was
mine,
gonna say.
Good Will Hunting.
Still haven't seen it.
Are you fucking kidding me? You haven't seen Good Will Hunting?
I have it on my fucking instant queue, and I keep looking at it, and I'm like, I want to fucking watch this finally.
Honestly.
The romance?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Dude, the acting, like, because I got fucking Ben Affleck. Matt Damon did fucking amazing. But it's like, it's really fucking good. Like, it's not like the normal kind of movie I like, because we usually like comedies and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty fucking good, dude.
I'm gonna take back my action really quick and say Pulp Fiction.
Either Pulp I didn't even Fiction, think of that, honestly.
I guess Fiction, that could have been a good romance.
Pulp Fiction.
Not really.
No.
Bruce Willis and his girlfriend, and then
yeah, but they
John
really...
Travolta and his, what his what's
but
his
they
name? Fucking
in love. They just
well,
dancing.
I know. Alright, next category.
Overdosed on heroin, thought it was coke.
Next category.
Next category.
Comedy.
Yeah, comedy.
We'll go ahead and do if somebody has one off the top of their head, go ahead and do it, because I kind of have to think on this one. There's so many.
It's too hard.
It is, because there is just so
comedy's
many.
Comedy's too hard. You're going to say Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
I'm going to do...
Mean, those are fucking legends. I mean, Caddyshack.
Okay, how about this? I bet we qualify comedy as our favorite comedic actor for his movies. Can we do something broad like that?
I don't think so.
Because I can't just pin it to one. If I would pin it to one, it would probably have to be The Hangover.
Mmm.
I mean, you guys may not think that, but for some reason, I laughed so hard during that movie that
really
I
good.
Cried. And I cried so fucking
I
hard.
I cried, and it was amazing. It was beautiful.
Because I went and seen it at a midnight
The
show
Hangover is my
like,
favorite romance it's movie.
Fucking amazing.
Because the monkey fell in love with, I don't know.
That was the second one.
Dick.
Second.
Whatever. Anyway.
Okay, what's yours?
I honestly can't say, because it's just too broad. I mean...
Let's go 70s comedy.
I'm trying to think of, like, movies in the 70s.
Go ahead, Tom, you got one.
70s comedy? I haven't really watched any.
I have to look this up and make sure it's in the 70s.
80s comedy.
Well, if it's from the wrong era, it doesn't really matter.
80s comedy.
Just say it, Derek. Derek! Hey,
just say just it. Stop. No phones allowed. Dying podcast formation.
70s comedy.
What the fuck is a 70s comedy? I'm guessing, like, Dolomite? Or, like...
Okay, it is. Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, yeah.
I don't know why I haven't watched that
yes!
yet.
Yes! Oh my god!
Have you not seen it ever?
Mm-mm.
Is it on Netflix?
No, he has it.
Is it on Netflix?
Oh, you
I didn't
buy have, it.
I didn't
you
buy,
didn't
buy
it.
I was thinking about
is
buying
it,
but...
Is it on Hulu?
No.
God,
that's a good movie. Yeah,
it was made
it,
in
though.
74. I was kind of afraid. I didn't know.
70s?
Watch that movie.
Probably the Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
But the
Blazing
Saddles
is
good, too.
Still
yeah, The Meaning of Life is pretty good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Alright, let's go 80s now.
80s comedy.
80s comedy. 80s comedy. 80s comedy. Alright, 80s comedy, Derek.
I know. I'm thinking.
I already got mine.
I've got my 90s. I got my 80s. Go ahead and say yours.
80s Police Academy.
Police Academy.
Any spoof movie.
Yeah.
Really.
Dumb.
Fuck you too, Ham.
You like walk 3 feet and just...
I can't go any farther.
All right, 80s, Kelly.
I don't know. I know my 90s.
You really?
I know my 90s. Well, it's probably a Jackie Chan movie in the 80s. I don't honestly know. It'd probably be like Super Cop.
What the fuck is Super Cop?
Super Cop. It's a Jackie Chan movie. I was going to watch it on Netflix the other day.
It's a comedy?
And you made fun of me. Yes, everything that Jackie Chan makes is a comedy.
They all have a little bit of comedy.
That's
like, most
how he
of
got
them.
Famous, because he was a kung fu... movie guy willing to do comedy and make fun of himself. Yeah, so probably a Jackie Chan movie.
Okay, this may sound weird.
Probably like Super Cop.
Because you guys probably haven't seen it. Fuck, what's it called?
It's called Doris Beth.
No, I have to fucking
Goes
look it
to
up.
Prison. 90s would be Friday.
Friday. Maybe.
All day, every day.
That's just because you're black.
No, that's because it's a funny fucking movie. Chris Tucker in that movie is fucking ridiculous.
Chris Tucker's pretty good. He just died. Like, well, he didn't die, but he just disappeared.
Yeah,
he just. And then he did Rush Hour.
Yeah,
and then he did Rush Hour 2. Then Rush Hour 3 got paid like $25 million. He's like, all right, nigga, I'll do it.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm down. Nigga, I'm down. Do that shit, nigga. It's smoky. That movie cracked me up so hard Friday. I love that movie. I still love that movie. Where he's fucking, where they're sitting on the front porch, and he's like, hey, man, there goes Hector. He's like, man, fuck Hector. And he's like, what do you mean? You and him are friends. He's like, nah, man, not after the shit that he did to me like 2 months ago. And then, like, he shows him getting all fucked up. He's like, hey, man, what's in this shit? Why is this sparkling?
It's PCP, man.
It's me, man. Angel dust. And he's like running down the street in his underwear, like, ah, like running around. And then he's like, I woke up 2 days later, I was in a chicken coop. D.O.'s chicken coop or whatever. It's fucking hilarious.
All right, Derek, you found it yet?
For some reason, I don't have it on fucking IMDb.
Friday, though. My favorite 90s comedy movie. For sure. Like, I can't honestly think of it.
I got too many for the 90s, I think.
Like what? Just name them.
Like Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy is good.
Black Sheep.
Black Sheep was good. All Chris Farley.
Chris Farley, all his movies. Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were all like because my mom fucking watched them all too. Because you gotta think, she was like 20 whenever they came out, you know? So she was watching them.
Yeah.
So, but my number one, it wasn't really written as a comedy, but it kinda was. It's probably Clerks. I don't know if I'd consider it a comedy.
It would be a comedy. They're making fun of every customer and like, playing hockey on the roof and shit. I mean, it's a comedy. They take their work very, very lightly. I count it as a comedy. It wasn't made as a comedy originally?
I think he did, but I don't think he, like, wrote it to be funny. Like, I think he's just funny. Like, he's, like, writes. He
writes funny?
He writes and it just comes out funny, you know?
Well, Red State wasn't funny. Like, there was a parts that were funny. That weren't supposed to be funny. I guess I understand. Like, cover up the blood. What is it called? The hole?
Cover the head hole!
Cover the head hole.
Don't want to get any slava on him. Catch the gay.
Like, that was fucking hilarious. It's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it is. Like, Red State, yeah.
Red State, yeah. It was a good movie.
Red State's like a good movie. Come on, Derek.
For some reason, I cannot find this fucking movie.
Alright, don't worry about it.
Who does it have in it?
We're still a fucking hour and 18 minutes into this motherfucker.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Yeah, who does it have in it?
Dan Aykroyd. Chevy Chase.
Ghostbusters?
No. Chevy Chase wasn't in Ghostbusters, but good fucking
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You said Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase. Fuck, I don't know. Anybody else?
Why don't you just look up Dan Aykroyd and then...
I did. Went through all of his.
You go to Chevy Chase?
Yep, went through all of his.
David Spade?
God damn, now I gotta look at this shit.
Oh, God. What is it?
Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase.
What about Leslie Nelson?
Is it Nothing But Trouble? Derek!
Yeah!
Wow, it's the first... you're fucking stupid.
Jesus. What the fuck is it? What year is it then?
Way to show your 91. Internet skills.
Oh, shit, I thought it was in the 80s, that's why.
Way to show your internet skills.
I'm sorry.
God, terrible.
I was looking in the fucking 80s, hell yeah, you go fuck yourself.
Good internet skills there, Derek.
Yep, there it is. Yeah, Nothing But Trouble. It's a stupid, weird movie, but for some reason, it was just fucking hilarious to me. If you haven't watched it, you should probably not watch it.
I actually want to see, what was that movie you guys were talking about? Somebody's Millions?
Brewster's Millions?
I'm about to look that up somewhere. I'm about to watch that.
Good movie.
It's just fucking torrent it.
I'm not going to torrent it.
You can probably find it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
We can find it just
Alright, dude, we're an hour and 20 minutes.
Dude, we got some more time left. We got time. You'll be fine. Payday 2 is not even out yet.
Actually, it is. I can play it at 10.
Oh. Well, fuck Payday 2. Alright, favorite movie from... Favorite comedy from the 2000s.
90s. You haven't done your 90s.
I said Clerks.
Yeah, you said Clerks. Well, then mine would have to be Nothing But Trouble. So the 90s. I thought it was the 80s.
Okay, 2000s, not 2010s.
2000s.
You didn't say All About the Benjamins? I think that was in the 2000s.
I think it was 01, something like that.
Yeah, like, yeah. All About the Benjamins. Pretty much any movie that had a...
Ice Cube
in it was, well... Are we there yet? Sucked.
I didn't mind it.
That's because they're kids' movies.
Yeah, I mean, it was a kid movie, but I didn't.
Johnson Family Vacation. That was a fucking funny movie.
That was pretty funny.
It had Bow Wow in it. I don't know why that's important, but it had him in it.
Had Cedric.
Cedric's
Cedric.
Fucking entertaining.
Cedric's
dude.
Fucking awesome, except his new TV show.
What is it?
The Preacher or some shit like that. Not very good.
Barbershop. Oh my god, I'm naming all black movies.
Whoa, go figure.
Next Friday. Fuck it, let's keep going.
That one's too broad. That's too broad for me.
Alright.
What? Honestly, I don't know about the 2000s. I think the 2000s until, like...
Shrek.
Yep. That's mine.
Shrek. Shrek was fucking hilarious.
The first time I saw that movie, once I watched it, I was hooked. I watched it probably 7 times that night. Then the next day, I was like, Mom, watch Shrek with me. She's like, all right. I didn't even turn on the fucking volume. I sat there and said every word for word what everybody was saying.
Yeah, Shrek was fucking hilarious.
That was hilarious. That was a great
My favorite part was at the very end after they got married or whatever. Or at the very end, whenever they did the American Idol thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. All we need is a drummer. Like,
yeah.
Doing all that.
Where they're all dancing and shit.
That was fucking hilarious, yes.
Yeah.
You know what the last movie that made me cry was? It was a while ago.
I'm just trying to think of a movie that made
me cry. On. Lassie. Lassie made me cry.
A Below made me cry.
I was like 8.
What?
A Below made me cry.
The fuck is A Below?
The movie with the sledding dogs or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're not sledding dogs.
Well, the dogs of the Arctic.
Yeah.
Antarctic.
With, what's his name?
Paul Walker.
Fast and Furious, yeah. Whenever they leave him and they come back and they pick up the chain of the dead.
Reindeer
like,
games.
That right there made me fucking cry. What?
It was Monsters, Inc., dude.
Made you cry?
Yeah, dude.
Whenever Boo... Really? Whenever, Boo...
Whenever Boo... Whenever...
Get back to...
Whenever fucking... What's his name?
Just call him Kitty. Scully and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski and Scully.
Yeah, whenever, because like my grandma died like 2 days before that, so I was like,
oh. I can't find my kitty.
You know the woman that sits at the window the whole time is like, hi, how are you?
She comes in the pigs, dude. She
you know who she reminds me of, though?
Yes, she comes in the pigs.
No, you don't know who. Who?
The chick that comes in with her mom.
No.
Nope. Cigarettes all
nope.
Time.
Nope.
Who?
The lady at school at the lunch line.
Carry, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't pay. Yeah, I fucking paid. I put in my number.
And I'm in your PAN number.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she fucking reminds me of it.
Oh, yeah. One time, Miss Cunningham, she used some, like, Whitney's number because she didn't have any money in her account or something. And then she ran after her. And it was, like, the funniest fucking thing ever. And like,
wow. Make fun of old people.
And then, like...
I liked her. I mean, she was cool with me.
She's
like
cool with me.
She
I talked to her all the time when she's in the store. She's nice.
One time, she didn't feel like running that day, I guess. And somebody, like, fucked up their PIN number or something. She, like, turned around, like... I can't even do it. it's like she doesn't have a fucking spine or something. And like somehow faced them while still sitting the same direction.
But like her body was turned that way. Now, I loved lunchtime because a lot of times my dad would give me $20 for 2 weeks. Okay? Which that would get you by if you got just lunch. My fat ass getting two things of Bosco sticks a day, plus my lunch, plus a bag of chips, it was gone in 3 days. Well, anyways, after, like, if I didn't have any money and I already charged once, I would just go sit down and sit by myself, wait for everybody else to come down. Next thing I know, I would get a text message from Devin's mom. Go ahead and grab food. Fuck yeah, so I'll just go through the line, she'll just charge it to their account.
Oh, fuck yeah. Alright, are we going to call the podcast?
We should call the podcast. This is a good coming back podcast.
We still
podcast.
Need to go. 30 more minutes.
No,
we got to make up for lost time.
No, fuck that, dude. This is a good comeback podcast. This is a good, like...
Like, whenever somebody would come on Kelly's back because he's gay, that's how good of this comeback would be.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good comeback, yeah. Pretty good comeback. Anyway.
Or whenever Kelly gets a load shot into his mouth and then spits it back at him.
It's coming back at him.
Call the hissing scorpion.
And only Kelly would know. Yeah. Alright, Thomas Jernigan's fucking out.
Kelly Williams. I'm out. What the fuck is that? Look at that.
Oh shit, I'm sorry. Love you guys.
So, three things that matter in America: beer, my gardener Jesus, and this here podcast. Woohoo!